There he is. Elvis Swivel Hips. Elvis Swivel Hips Presley. And on the line, on the WGXC Live line, from Copec Falls, Milbury Zelli. How are you?
I'm just fine.
What is it like to have to prepare for a day for a town?
It is a long year's lot of fun work. We'll begin on the 6th annual plans next week, doing our wrap-up of what happens on Saturday. And we meet each month for the year, and then the last month we meet each week.
Well, folks, I'm talking with Milbury Zelli, who is a part of the group of people organizing and preparing for Copec Falls Day. How do we say that properly? Do I say it right?
You said it exactly right.
That's my professional announcement. Copec Falls. She's preparing, she and a group are preparing for Copec Falls Day, which is on this Saturday, August the 18th. And as usual, here at WGXE, we like to encourage people to find out what's going on. So tell us about Copec Falls Day, and does it have a history?
Well, it's in its fifth summer now.
Oh, okay.
Just a group of us 5 years ago, maybe five and a half, said, we've got some pretty gardens over here. We ought to have a little garden tour one day in the summer. And it kind of morphed into a day-long celebration in different spots all over town. Town not being very big, three streets, and the beautiful Taconic State Park as part of our town. So we have a really lovely setting for this. We have activities that begin at 7:30 in the morning with a 5K and a 10K cross-country run on the trails through the state park. That's for crazy people, not me, but we do get people coming out and enjoying it, and they say it's a very, very nice cross-country run.
Folks, if I might sell that park is absolutely gorgeous. It really is nice.
It is beautiful. It really is, and I think the best swimming in the world at the Orbed Swimming Hole. Anyway, that's how it begins, early in the morning when it's still cool, and then we have our opening ceremony at 10, and we all throughout the day in different places in town, we have at the Taconic Wayside Inn, local artists exhibiting their work. This year we have 24 local artists who will have their work on display at the patio room at the inn. We have next door to the inn in the Hamlet Greens, a farmer's market, and nonprofit people having their wares there and food for sale.
That sounds good.
At the Rojan Historical Society, they're opening their museum all day long, and this year's exhibit is focusing on the history of the Rojan School. And so we've had over the summer a lot of people who are alumni of the school coming in. We have all the yearbooks from the past there and lots of memorabilia from the old school that's now closed. So that's there. We have children's activities, four children's craft activities that are going to be at what we're calling Kids Center, which is uptown. We call uptown, the TI is downtown. Uptown is two blocks away, but the entrance to the park, we're going to have an opportunity for kids to make a collage, to build bluebird houses, to do and kind of a nature craft, and to make bird feeders, four different things. All of this is free. We don't charge anything, except if you want to buy food, then you have to pay for your own food. The main thing, the hidden, how it all started. We have nine gardens in town that will be open for taking a peek at, including the To Die For Margaret Roach's garden. And she is sponsoring a lecture by Ken Drews at 11 o'clock at Church of St. John in the Wilderness, which is actually, that's the one thing that is a paid event, $20 to hear him, a very renowned gardener, speaking. And that's a fundraiser for Friends of Taconic State Park. But you can go see all these gardens, including Margaret Roach's garden, and that's a wonderful opportunity to get to see her garden, I think. Then up at the Ironworks historic area in the park, we're going to have lectures, a tour, two tours of the ironwork site. People doing crafts up there. There'll be a blacksmith up there, somebody demonstrating basket weaving. Trying to think what the recipe was. Anyway, somebody doing cooking demonstrations. Let's see, we have face painter, a classic car show. You can visit a dairy farm. And we have wonderful raffles as part of our effort to pay for all this. And in the evening, a barbecue that starts at 5:30 for $15. Jazz Vespers at Church of St. John in the Wilderness at 4:45. And after the barbecue is over, we're going to have a bonfire at the park with music.
Wow.
How's that?
That is a, did you get enough in?
Oh, wait, one more thing. Carl Ritchie is doing a one-act play, and the preview will be at 3 o'clock at Church of St. John in the Wilderness, and it's for free.
Wow.
On Sunday and next weekend.
That's a jam-packed day.
It is.
And all of this started when you decided to do something with your garden, tour your gardens.
Right, right.
So is there a history with Kopeck Falls and gardening?
I don't think so, other than it's a wonderful, pretty little place to live right up against the mountains, and a lot of people who've moved here enjoy gardening.
Well, that really sounds great. Now, is there a website or a phone number or someplace that people can reference who might want to come on out?
Yes, you can go to kopeckfallsday.org. And if you come, we have a whole map of the hamlet and the schedule, and we'll give you that as you come in so you know where to find all these places.
Yeah, it's kind of, it sounds like it's going to be spread out.
Yeah, it is. And well, we do have golf carts taking you from one venue to another.
Ah. All right. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Right, right, right. You don't have to walk from one end of town to the other. It's not a big walk, because it's a little place.
Well, folks, if you just joined us, you're listening to WGXE Morning Show, of course, Phillips on your radio. And I'm on the radio on the phone with Mill Brizelli, and she's a part of the committee that is putting together Kopeck Falls Day, which is this coming Saturday, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Looks like you're going to start off running and end up...
going to start off running.
End up barbecuing and bonfiring.
Right.
All of that next to Taconic State Park. That's not too bad. And I just want to repeat that if they want to find out information, they should go to kopeckfallsday.org.
That's right.
Okay, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I hope you all come out, and we're expecting a big crowd. We've had lots of people coming in the past, and people saying, oh, yes, I wouldn't miss that for anything. It's so different from any other town fair, and it truly is different because it's featuring the arts as well as the food and stuff, and yep. It's all over town, and it's a beautiful setting.
Arts, food, and gardening. It
right.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Couldn't.
Mill Brizelli, thank you very much, and I hope you're successful. I'm going to follow up. I'll call you up on Monday to see how everything went.
Okay, do that. I'll look forward to that.
Okay, stay on the line for a minute.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk to you for a minute. All right, so there it was. Mill Brizelli, she's a part of the committee taking care of sponsoring Kopeck Falls Day, which is this coming Saturday the 18th. It sounds like a lot of fun. I do know that that area up there is gorgeous. Before I shuffled the grandsons home, I took them up there fishing about a week ago. So that sounds like a good family day for all. Kopeck Falls Day this coming Saturday, the 18th. And let's go right back to our birthday girl and the commemoration of the one and only Elvis Swivel Hip. Presley. Okay. Oh, it's my pleasure. Anytime.